Now, more in the ongoing clash between the Washoe County School Board and Superintendent Pedro Martinez. The board fired Martinez last week. Martinez claimed he was wrongfully terminated and filed suit. The board took a lot of flack at a public hearing on Tuesday, and now we learn that last night the Washoe County School Board voted to nullify its own firing of Pedro Martinez, which means he's going back to work. Martinez, however, says he is also still moving forward with his lawsuit. John Ralston is the host of Ralston Reports on News 3, and he joins us now. Good morning, John.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. It was odd last week. It was strange at the start of this week, and it is absolutely bizarre now. Pedro Martinez is back at work, and yet he's still suing his employers. So this story is getting more and more messy, isn't it?
Well, it's messy. It's embarrassing. It keeps exposing that school board up there for being the bunch of buffoons that they are. They have violated the open meeting law and now admitted it, that they violated the open meeting law, and essentially said to Pedro Martinez, never mind, what we did was wrong and probably illegal, so come back to work. But he's no dummy. He's not going to trust these folks now, so he's keeping his legal options open.
So what, in terms of violating the open meeting law, was that the main reason the school board reversed its decision last night?
Well, they hired outside counsel, which, by the way, this is another sidelight here. I think their attorney gave them some very bad advice. But they shouldn't have needed to know it was such an obvious violation. But I think they hired outside counsel, which it now appears may have been another violation of the open meeting law because they never had a meeting to hire that outside counsel. But clearly this outside counsel, who's a fairly well-respected Reno lawyer, has told them, listen, you don't have a case here. You better admit that you were wrong and ask them to come back to work, which is what they did.
So Pedro Martinez is still going forward with the breach of contract lawsuit. Does going back to work undermine the weight of his suit against the school board?
I don't think so, because there's still an item to consider his contract. And listen, the courts can do anything, and they often have in Nevada, so it's hard to tell what will happen. But his lawsuit alleges that not only that they breached his contract by not giving him the proper notice, but also that they violated the open meeting law. Just because they say, oh yeah, you were right, doesn't mean that it's been adjudicated. And don't forget that the attorney general is also investigating this.
So how in the world will Martinez and the board be able to work together at this point?
It's a great question, Dave, and I think the answer is they can't. Now, he claims he still wants to stay, he loves Reno, blah, blah, blah. He's saying all the right things, but it seems very, very unworkable to me, too, especially as you now have recalls underway for 3 of the 7 board members.
Oh, man. Is there any precedent for this, for an official being able to repair a relationship with a board that was attempting to fire him?
Well, there may indeed be. I can't think of any offhand, but this is really, whatever happened here, is really very similar to what goes on in many local government bodies, where you have a CEO as in the form of a superintendent or a city or county manager who is seen as having too much power by some of the elected board members, who then want to interfere or micromanage or assert themselves. And so that's what's happened here.
Now, this morning, Assemblyman Pat Hickey has said he is looking at reforms of local school boards in the next legislature, possibly appointing some members to improve expertise on the boards. Is this going to become a major issue for the next legislature?
It may. I don't know if it's a major issue. It's certainly going to become an issue. Pat Hickey, the Assembly Minority Leader, may want to change the form of government, how they're appointed, et cetera. But he's going to have a very difficult time getting any support for that. And it's already been called DOA by one very influential legislator.
Well, and yeah, speaking of having a very difficult time, the board has not given up on firing Martinez. What's the next step in this process?
Well, the next step is this lawsuit goes to court if he does not drop it. And the next step could be a finding by the attorney general with sanctions. Now, more likely a wrist slap than anything serious, but that's still going through the process. And I can't believe that Pedro Martinez trusts these folks who just asked him to come back to work. In fact, I know he doesn't, based on a conversation I had with him yesterday, Dave. So
yeah.
There's still a lot of tension, still a lot of dissatisfaction in Reno with what's gone on. And it would be funny if it weren't so pathetic.
John Ralston, pathetic indeed. The host, John Ralston, is the host of Ralston Reports on News 3. Thanks, John.
All right.